the verses that we had in there. So we'll be in Proverbs chapter 2. Let's go ahead and read the chapter and then we'll get into it. It says, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, says, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness, who walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life. That thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Now, Father, thank you for the word of God, and I just pray that you'd help us to learn something today. Father, I pray that you'd help me to be a blessing, and Lord, just use your word in our hearts. And we just thank you for what you'll do in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when we read this, as we read chapter 2, the overlap that we had with the verses that we read were verses 10 and 11 was put out three different times. And one was 10 to 19, you see that. And then one was just verse 10. So there was a lot of overlap with 10 and 11. And those are your overlapping verses that are highlighted or bold on your paper there. And then we also had another overlap with verse 2 and verses 1 and 2 primarily, but verse 2 in particular, that we had overlap where people read that and they saw that and the Lord spoke their heart about that. So when we take the time to look at this, as I went through this and read over it, I decided to just give you in the notes there, to just give you kind of an overview of the whole book of a whole chapter, if you will, because the way it's laid out, it's kind of just, this is just kind of an outline of it. If you look at the first four verses there, he says, My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy heart unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid treasures. Those first four verses are an admonition. They are a pleading, if you will, of God telling us that this is what you need to do. And he says, My son, if thou wilt receive my words, there's a starting point, being willing to receive his words, and hide my commandments with thee. When you hide something, you hide it because you intend to keep it. Right? If you don't really care if you keep it or not, you don't hide it. You know, if we have things that are valuable to us, what do? We lock them up. We have alarm systems. We have all types of things. We have cameras. Right? We do things. We hide them away, if you will. And God is saying that we need to treat His Word the same way. And He says, so that you, if you do that, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to knowledge, if you cry after knowledge, and the crying part would be prayer and seeking the Lord and lifting up thy voice for understanding. If thou seekest her as silver and search for her as His treasure, talking about wisdom and understanding, if you seek it that way, as if it's a treasure, the things that you want, you find a way to pursue. You know, Brother Donnie wanted another bike. He found a way to get it, didn't he? And we would do the same thing with God's Word, with understanding, with wisdom. We would want to find it. We would pray God to give it to us. We would ask for it and seek it. And we'd hold on to it. We'd put it away. We'd treat it like it's valuable, like it's a treasure. We'd dig for it if we had to. You know, if I told you that there was $100 million buried somewhere on this property, there'd be a slew of holes everywhere, wouldn't there? Because people would be digging for it. There'd be a lot of aching backs because people would want it. But if there was $100 million out there and somebody dug up a hole, everybody went out there with shovels, somebody might find it, right? And the rest of them just have a sore back and sore hands, right? But when you seek into God's Word, everybody can find the treasure. Amen. And the treasures that God gives are eternal. And they tend to everlasting life. So just something to think about. So we have the admonition there. And then we go to the next verses there. Five verses there. And 5-9. And we have what is the result of heeding the admonition. What will you get if you do this? And he says, then thou shalt understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. So as you go to verse 11, so all the way down to verse 11, when we look at that, so the point being is, But all the way to verse 9, he talks about the fact that if you do this, if you do this, if you accomplish what's spoken of in verses 1 through 4, that admonition, if you heed it, you're going to have understanding. You're going to see the why behind God's commandments. A lot of times we read the Bible and we say, why does God say that? Why does God want us to do that? The world, everybody, everything I've been taught all my life, it said to do this, do that. You know, mama told me this, daddy told me that, grandma, grandpa taught me this. And then you read in the Bible and you find out that they're not right, and you find out God has a different way. And so a lot of times we don't know why. But if we heed that admonition to seek and to hold and desire and cry after knowledge, God is saying, you will begin to understand the why. You will begin to understand what the purpose is behind God's commandments. And He gives wisdom out of His mouth. The knowledge from His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler. That means a defense, a shield, if you will, to them that walk uprightly. You know, it's kind of an interesting thing about a buckler. You know, you had different types of shields that people have. And you know, you had the big shields and stuff that the army wore, but the people that had to go out and fight hand to hand, right, in those days, they had what was called a buckler, and that buckler was a small shield that could be carried wherever you needed it. It wasn't heavy. You could move and you could go wherever you needed to go. It was there for every situation. So a buckler was something more important than that. But so then God's saying, you'll have the wisdom and the knowledge and everything you need for every situation. It will be there for you. And then we go down and look at the verses 10 through 20. And we find the benefits of understanding, the benefits of heeding the instruction, the wisdom, and the admonition. He says, when wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thee, discretion shall preserve thee, and understanding shall keep thee. In other words, you will begin, not only will you begin to understand, but you will begin to see the benefits of it. You'll miss things that would harm you, that would hurt you, mistakes that you would regret and have to and be ashamed of, and things like that. And notice what it says, and it will get that discretion and understanding will preserve you. It'll deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their path. So you will have the understanding and the discretion to see when somebody's leading you a wrong path, a path that's filled with danger or shame or ruin or whatever the case may be. You will be able to see that and understand that the way they're going, the end of it's not good. So many people get caught up with people and they go the way they go because they want to fit in, they want to do it. We call it peer pressure. The Bible calls it the fear of man. And they do what that people want them to do, even knowing that that is going to cost them, or maybe not knowing that it's going to cost them. Maybe they're just simple. They just don't think. They've never taken the time to learn, to grow, to understand. How many times in your life do you look back on things that you've done and say, I wish I'd never done that? So that's a reality, and God's Word is able to keep us from doing that. That's why there's a whole lot of things that I used to do before I was saved that I don't do anymore. I learned that God's way was better. But it doesn't, and boys, where'd he go? There he is. Alright, I want to make sure I found you. Alright, one thing you need to understand is it's better to learn who to avoid and who not to follow early in life and not wait till you're old. If you learn and understand the Word of God and you learn the why and you let God teach you and you understand and you believe His Word, you'll miss a lot of troubles that other people will fall into. And that's important. And then it says in verse 16, it says to verse 12, it delivered thee from the way of the evil man. Verse 16, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. It's not just men that will lead you astray, it's women too. And men, we live in a culture where most of the women fit the description of a strange woman. They're being taught to be that type of woman. They're being taught to flatter with their words. It says, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God, for her house inclineth unto death and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. So we we avoid, we understand why that God wants us to do something. By the way, you don't have to understand why to benefit from it, do you? You know, boys, think about this. Children, listen up. If somebody says, "Don't touch that," and you say, "Why?" But you listen and you don't touch it. You're going to be okay. And then if you say, they say, "Don't touch that," and you say, "Why?" and you don't understand. There's two ways to get the understanding. You might reach out and touch it, and if it's burning hot, you're going to have a burned and blistered hand. Or maybe it's electrical, and you go and touch it, and you put your hand on it, and you get a shock, and it may end up, it could kill you, and it could make you go to the hospital. Whatever it is. You can learn that way, or you can learn through heeding the word and being patient. And eventually, as you grow up, you learn more things and understand more things, you'll understand why you shouldn't do it. That's a thing that we talk about, danger and things like that. You learn about what you can receive a benefit just by being obedient to what you've learned from the Bible. Just as any child can have a benefit by being obedient to their parents, even though they don't understand the why of it. But God is promising if we stay in the Word of God, we'll know the why. And by the way, that ought to make sense to us. Because you grew up your whole life not understanding things and being told things, don't do this, do this, and not understanding the why. And then after you grew up and matured some, you began to understand the why. Sometimes you began to understand the why because you suffered the consequences of disobedience. And so it is spiritually. We suffer the consequences of disobedience. But you don't have to suffer the consequences of disobedience. You didn't have to suffer the consequences of disobedience when you were a child. And you don't have to suffer the consequences of disobedience to God now that you're a child of God. You don't have to do that. You can learn, you can study, you can seek, you can craft, you can learn. And you will. And it will deliver you from people, not just circumstances and situations, but it will deliver you from following people you shouldn't follow. It will deliver you from following. By the way, I just want to say something. If you look at our political culture and climate today, it's all about following somebody. You know, if you don't follow this candidate, something's wrong with you. You know? I've been watching the stuff going on about the different people that are declaring now for the presidential candidates and everything, and there are some people who are jumping up and shouting, "Oh, they shouldn't run. They should be loyal to President Trump and everything like that." What do you mean they shouldn't run? I thought this was America. I thought they had the right to try to run for office. But if you don't like them, don't vote for them. You know, that's why we have primaries and a general election. But no, you want to get in a tizzy and run around with your hair on fire because somebody is doing something. What does that tell you? It tells you that people are following people. They're not following righteousness. They're not even following the Constitution. Doesn't our Constitution say that, you know, if they meet the qualifications to run for president, that they can? Just kind of funny to me. It always amazes me that people get all upset because somebody is doing something. And that's what happens when you become followers of men. Happens in churches too. They start following a personality or a person in the church, the preacher or somebody like that. And somebody, they start following somebody instead of following the Lord. And it costs them. It makes a mistake. But if you stay in the Word of God, you'll learn not to be a follower of men, but a follower of God. And you only follow men as you know that they are following God. It's that simple. And it keeps you, saves you from the evil man, it saves you from strange woman, the wicked woman, and then he says that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. In other words, you'll be in the right place. You'll walk in the way of good men. You'll have good company around you. You know, I have a lot fewer friends than I did when I was lost. I had a lot of people that called themselves my friends, even though they weren't. But the friends that I have now, are, one of them's worth all the ones I had when I was lost. Worth more, I should say. Because I've got the right kind of friends. And now and you have to think about this too. We're in the culture where, you know, everybody's your friend, right? Everybody's your friend. How many friends you got on Facebook? Oh, I got 600 friends. I guarantee you that you don't have 600 friends. I guarantee you those people that are looking at your stuff, half of them there are just there for the drama. And I'm just simply saying they're not friends. And above all, you'll have the greatest friend of all, and that's the Lord Himself. Amen. But notice, so those are the benefits of understanding, of heeding. You get the understanding, and then you get the benefit of that understanding and wisdom and knowledge. You have that. And then at the end, it gives a final summary, and it says what's the end of those who heed and what's the end of those who refuse to heed. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. Now this is written with a understanding, if you will. This is written with a view toward the millennial kingdom. Because the millennial kingdom is where God is dealing with Israel, and Israel becomes the head of all nations and not the tail anymore. And Christ reigns there. And so they're seeing that the upright shall dwell in the land, the perfect shall remain in it. But then you go and you read what's going to happen during the time of that millennial kingdom. Go out to the Old Testament, and it says the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressors shall be rooted out of it. And in the final analysis, when we get to the end of the millennia, and there's a general rebellion, and fire comes down from God out of heaven after they compassed around the holy city to try to overthrow it and destroy it, and they're destroyed, and that's before the end of all things and the final judgment and the new heavens and the new earth. You go all the way through there and you see that they had an expectation that those that were upright, those that heeded and the understanding of God, or the Word of God, the words of God, and sought understanding and sought wisdom and held on to it and treated it like it was as valuable as it was, that they not only had benefits there, but there was the benefit on down all the way to the end. And they were looking forward to a day, Israel was looking forward to a day when Israel would be the head of all nations, because they were told in the Bible that's what's going to happen. And so they're looking for that. But there's still a practical thing for us to understand, that is the end of all things that's going to happen. We look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, right? We look for a time when there's going to be no sin, no sorrow, no pain. And there's going to be no sin because there's going to be no sinners. And that's just the reality of it. And if And ultimately, while receiving God's words and hiding His commandments with you, treating them like they're valuable, seeking after understanding and wisdom and knowledge, and desiring to understand the why and the how and why God wants us to do this and why God did that and why He says this and why He says that, knowing and wanting to understand all of that, while it does benefit us in this world, it doesn't just benefit us in this world, it benefits us in the world to come. Why? Because we lay up treasure in heaven, don't we? We lay up, not where our treasures, where moth and rust cannot corrupt and thieves cannot break through and steal. So that's the whole point when we look at that. So I don't know if that helps you and made you give you any additional understanding during that time. But I just, as I read that, that's what I saw. And that's what I understand. But it's kind of, to close on this, notice what stuck out to people was, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart unto understanding. In other words, if you'll receive my words, hide my commandments in a manner or so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. It changes the focus of what you're trying to do. You're not just trying to get things. You're trying to get wisdom. You're trying to get understanding. You're trying to know and understand the why and the how about things. And then the second thing that stood out that overlapped was, when wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee. So God is trying to tell us something there. When we look at that, He tells us in His Word, and we see what happens. We have that admonition and the result of heeding the admonition. And then we have the benefits of the understanding that we gain. And that is the thing that we ought to be able to see. But notice what we ought to do. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Do you allow God's wisdom into your heart? Is knowledge of the Word of God, is it pleasant to your soul? If we were to go through there and we were to say, you're going to have to cut out every book or reading source in your house but one, which would you keep? In other words, we're going to cut off the internet. We're going to cut off the news media. We're going to take every book out of your house. You can only have one. What would it be? The Bible. It should be, anyway. That's what it should be. It may not be what it is. But, it's a sad thing that it would... take something that drastic to make us make a choice, wouldn't it? We ought to make our choice freely, right? We ought to make our choice knowingly and with joy. And if you'll approach the Bible that way, you'll find out that everything that He's written here is 100% true. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll close until the morning preaching. Father, thank You for this day. Thank You for Your kindness. Thank You for Your love and Your mercy. Pray You'd bless each one here today. And Lord, help us to understand the truth of Your Word. And Lord, we just thank You for loving us the way You do. Help us to apply our hearts to Your Word, to wisdom, to desire it, to seek after it. Lord, help us to hold on to it. To receive Your words and hold them. And the Scripture tells us in Psalm 119, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. So help us to take Your words and hide them in our hearts, in our memories. And Lord, that so that we can receive the benefit. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.